which will be very interesting, and I shall be very proud if he does include it. But as it happened, Mrs. Worth, Mrs. George Worth, was present the day I was born, and she wanted to adopt me. Actually, she feels that my name should be Harry Worth Marini, or Harry Marina Worth. She's not particular which way it goes, but she's a very lovable woman, and so was George Worth. And I was very fond of them, even as a child, and she, of course, is still alive today, living in Sydney, and dear George, Uncle George, he's passed on. But they were a wonderful family, with a great sense of, shall we say, their country, and they're very patriotic. And they took, at one time, the whole circus right across to Africa and England. And I think it was a very courageous thing to do, to take a circus from Australia, which is more or less the home of circuses. But they did make England conscious of the fact that people in Australia and New Zealand had courage, fortitude, and, shall we say, adventure. Which I think is a very creditable thing for any man in show business to do. After all, it's a very expensive job to tour a circus. I understand the cost now is almost prohibitive. If the Worth circus people bring their show over here to New Zealand, I think it costs them for transportation approximately £6,000 to £8,000 to bring it from, say, Sydney to Wellington, and another £6,000 to £8,000 to take it back again. That will give you some idea of the magnitude of a project of this description.
Yes, and of course, I feel that, circus.
Yes, and it's people don't seem to realise that the cost of this thing. You see the men that you see running into the ring, bringing in little odds and ends and bits and pieces. Those uniforms used to cost approximately 50 shillings. They're now in the region of 14 guineas. And in the big circus season in Melbourne and Sydney, where they're staying for a period, they have 60 to 70 men engaged on what we call the big top.
Yes, what more or less attendance.
That's all, yes, and that alone is an item, without the transportation, plus the fact that it's very difficult to get men to work on that type of work. One has to have a sort of flair for circus, and we all have that, but still, they're very difficult to get.
Oh, it must be a very wonderful life. And now, I'd like to talk perhaps about the horses. Did you, or were in those days the horses imported, or were they drawn from Australian sources?
Well, they were imported, and they also...
Any special breeds?
No, it all depends on the horse's temperament, actually. Mm-hmm. And sometimes an awful lot depends, well, most of it depends on the actual trainer. He will be able to bring a horse or two, or maybe six or eight from England. That's where they eventually usually came from. And then the trainer used to go to work on them and be able to put them through their paces and turn out a very good job. But another trainer wouldn't be able to get the same results from an animal at all. The same thing applies to racehorses. What will do well under one man will do very badly under another.
Yes, of course.
And the same thing applies with animals. Now, Worth today have a wonderful man. He's German. But he has been able to breed various animals, which is rather unique. Mm-hmm. And, of course, the elephants, they too are very understanding and very knowing. They know what goes on, no question.
Well,
there.
Naturally, I think there must be a sympathetic strain between the trainers, their keepers, and the animals. Otherwise, you can't get the animals to do their best work, I should imagine.
You know, a very funny thing. Many years ago, they had an elephant called Cardi with Worth, and he, I think it was Cardi, he killed two men. And unfortunately, shall we say, for the people, the most unfortunate, but the whole thing was rather tragic because the elephant must have been in a sort of bad mood or they'd done something to upset him. But however, he'd killed these two people and George Worth said, well, I'm sorry, but he must be disposed of. Now, it's just like I sitting here saying to you, you must have your head cut off. And you said, oh dear, well, it must be cut off. So I must have it. I'm very sad about it. Well, the elephant was quite conscious that he was going to be shot. I'm sure of that. The elephant was crying on his way to let out of the town, and also the trainer, George Worth, and my Aunt Margaret. And the whole lot were in tears. And the elephant knew, and he was sort of furtively looking back over his shoulder, oh dear, don't do this to me. It's a most tragic thing to watch. They know.
Mm, that's dreadful.
Then, of course, there's Alice, the big elephant. She saved Eileen's life.
Eileen Worth,
yes. Mm-hmm. That's one of the daughters of Philip.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she was caught. This elephant turned round and grabbed her by the left arm, and he was shaking her like he would a tea towel, and sort of brushing her along the floor. And the next thing would be that he would trample on her. That was their, their method. But another elephant, Ella Alice, she saw this and pushed the other elephant away, literally pulled away like it would a naughty child from a window. And Eileen was able to roll clear.
Oh, so the other elephant...
The elephant actually saved Eileen's life. It's the most amazing thing. But you can go on. I saw a very funny thing in paper. I saw a picture of a lion tamer having his picture taken. He was in the cage with the animals, and he turned his back on the animals to have his photograph taken, which I thought was a very stupid thing to do.
Oh, I should think so.
I think no legitimate sort of, shall we say, an old lion keeper, if they, or an old lion tamer, if they live till they're old, I don't quite know. But I don't think this bloke will, because he does very silly things. They used to fire off his saltpeter buckshot, and then they would what we call scarper. And
yes, queens and bees, even now on these days way back, it's still in a very primitive state.
Well, yes, but nowadays the worst travel in what we call comparative luxury. They travel on trains, and their artists sleep in the same bed every night, and their food is cooked. And everybody gets very good attention. They spend a lot of money. Frankly, if the old-time performers were to come back now and see the luxury in which these circus performers travel, they would be astounded.
Yes, all the good old days of the open road are gone.
Well, yes, unless for a small fit-ups, which I think there's more adventure in a small fit-up than there would be in a big one.
Yes,
but there's always, and always will be, I hope, that great fascination of seeing a circus come into town. The parade of the animals, the parade of the wagons and the band playing, and no one will ever convince me that although British, they say that the Americans love a parade, but I think we Britishers love a parade just as much as they do.
Oh, I think with we Britons, it's a very deep-rooted tradition, and we'll never get over it, shall we say.
I hope we don't, because it really is a wonderful thing, you know. I love to go into the circus and sit there and buy a bag of peanuts and yell and scream my head off with the kids.
With the other kids.
Yeah, with the other kids. But that's just how it is, and I hope it'll never change, because when a circus comes to town, something comes into your life. When a circus goes out of your life, as it did out of mine, something goes out of your life.
Something very lovely
is gone. Something very positive has gone, and it's rather a shame. But it can only be rekindled when I see it again, and when I go in again. There's a smell about a circus that some people may find objectionable, but to me it's just like a lovely perfume.
Well, long may the circuses continue to come round to our towns.
Well, I had a letter from Aunt Margaret the other day, and that's Mrs. George Worth, and she told me that the circus may be coming back shortly to New Zealand. And she tells me how much she loves it, and how much Doris, who is Philip's daughter, she operates the circus now, and there are quite a lot of the old-timers around, such as George Christie and one or two other people that have been with the firm for years. But they love coming to New Zealand, and Aunt Margaret, she can't travel like she used to. She said that she'd feel she'd like to come back again. But she's a very old lady, and when you see the circus again, you'll see those lovely horses. I know you're an animal lover. Mm-hmm. You will see those lovely, lovely feathers and those lovely rosettes on the Shetland ponies and on the other horses.
And the skewballs
and
the
you can
and the
say
creams.
To yourself, the originator's wife made those, and she still does to this day. She sits there and makes those feathers for those horses and those rosettes that you see are so beautifully done. But I don't suppose there are many people in Australia and New Zealand today could even set about making those things. That's a sort of art that is dying out. But she loves doing it as old as she is. And she is still, shall we say, agile and as refreshing to speak to now as she was when she was a young and very beautiful woman.
And still with her heart right in the center.
Oh, you can't get away. I had a letter. She said she'd been up to to Liverpool and Campbelltown to see the show. And she said she shouldn't have done it, but she felt she must. That's the sort of something yes. that gets into the blood and you never get rid of it. Well, I'm talking an awful lot.
Just lovely hearing about it, but there it is. Our time does go, doesn't it?
Yes, it goes very quickly.
We have enjoyed this very much indeed, Mr. Maureen, and knowing that you are almost born under the big top,
yes.
well, we know that we've got the real inside story from you, and thank you very much indeed.
Oh, it's a pleasure. Well, we shall be going away and back to Australia in about the end of December, and I shall always have very happy memories of New Zealand. It brings back the memories that I got when I was here in 1923. We are getting old.
Still young in heart, and that's the main thing.
Well, I hope so. Well, thank you very much indeed for having me.
I've really enjoyed it, and I know that the listeners will enjoy it too.
I hope so.
Thank you.
Goodbye.